producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea. We have about 50 minutes together, so not a bad time to get in touch with me. Victoria had called me last hour, and we had talked about the fact that there's an upcoming Halloween party that she really enjoys going to, but there's a serious amount of drinking. And her husband does have a problem with alcohol on an ongoing basis, and he's making some inroads into that. And I suggested, I'm sure it's not exactly what you expected or hoped for, was just blow off the party. That celebrate for him that you see that he's making some inroads, and that even though you enjoy the party, that it's not worth putting him in harm's way. It's not worth the anxiety that'll hit both of your stomachs about, well, do I pay attention to her? She can't push me around. I can have as much as I want to drink. And you going to the party knowing, you know, how much is he going to have to drink? And so blow the party off. I mean, your marriage and his sobriety are a lot more important than this Halloween party. And go find something fun to do. Don't just sit home and stare at each other and wish that you were doing something else. Go find something fun to do that doesn't involve drinking. You said you had another question. I wanted to give you the opportunity to ask it, so tell me what it is.
I thought about it while you were on break, and it sounds good. I've got a little plan I thought up already, but he really hasn't. He doesn't think he has a drinking problem.
I mean, you don't have to say drinking problem. And there are two ways of dealing with it. You can say, I've just noticed that it seems to me you're cutting back and I really appreciate it. And that's all you have to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, look, you old sot, you know, you're making some inroads, but it's not nearly enough, or you're an alcoholic and in denial. I mean, you don't have to do any of that. You can just say, you know, I've noticed that you really are making some inroads, and I know that's difficult, and I'm really proud of you, and I appreciate it.
Okay, so one quick question.
Sure.
It's work related. I just got let go from my job.
I'm sorry.
And there was a lot of circumstances that caused this end, and a lot of it didn't have anything to do with me, and I felt like they threw me under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it did have to do with an HR company, and I just wanted to, I was thinking about sending him a few emails where I did try to get things changed and nothing happened, just so that, because truly, I didn't hide the fact that things were piling up. I did ask for help.
Let me sort of back you up a little bit. How long were you at the company?
6 months.
Okay. Were other people let go at the same time, or was it specific to you?
No, just me.
And what was the reason that they gave you?
That they were going to start, restart my position.
All right, so they didn't say that you're not, they didn't fire you for incompetence or anything of that sort. They're saying they're restructuring.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get any severance?
Yes.
What kind of work was it?
It was administration.
Do you want to go, if they offered you the job back again, would you want it?
No.
Okay.
My stomach aches are gone now.
Okay. So do you want to find another job? Do you plan to find another job? Okay. Look, I'll tell you what. Getting fired is never fun. I mean, it feels awful.
Mm-hmm.
And there is always the tendency to sort of want to fight back, which I think is a very human tendency, or to go away and lick our wounds. And of the two, I think fighting back is probably the more the safer, the better choice. But given the fact that they didn't fire you for cause, you were only there 6 months, and you don't want the job back, I just let it go. Because the good news about it, what I would do at this moment is I would, how long ago did this happen?
Friday.
Great. I mean, not great that it happened, but great that it was recent. And they did give you severance.
Yes.
What I would do is I would go in and to the highest. Do you have a rabbi there? I mean, do you have anybody who's on your side?
I did, but I think she threw me under the bus too.
Is there anybody there? All right. Here's what I try and make an argument about why they were being unfair. I wouldn't, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Only 6 months, gave you severance. And didn't, it's not, if somebody checks back, they're not going to say Victoria didn't do a good job. And you don't want the job back. So for those reasons, I'd let it go. However, what I would do is go to whomever you think it's likely. First of all, nobody likes firing anybody. I mean, Genghis Khan probably got stomach aches from firing people. And it happened recently. I would go in person and ask for a letter of recommendation, to whom it may concern, letter of recommendation. Because if they'll give it to you, then you don't ever have to use them as a reference. You can give them the letter. Second of all, if they won't give it to you, you know to be very cautious about using them as a reference. There's nothing to lose at this moment. But what I make a fuss about it, there's nothing to be gained. Short period of time, you're admitting that you're overwhelmed. The fact that you said you were overwhelmed, they're not saying that you were fired because you were incompetent. I'd let it go. I don't think there's anything to be gained here. You got severance. Get the letter, positive letter of recommendation to whom it may concern, and walk away. Get another job.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sugar. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Donna, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. You had a prior caller with regard to the husband sneaking, looking at the wife's email or text messages.
Yeah, yeah.
And your comment was that the passive aggressive behavior was, that it's symptomatic. And I think the question that I have is, normally, if someone's setting you up in that position, it's like entrapment, and you don't have enough facts.
Let me just clarify one thing, because it sounds like we're talking about a specific situation in your life. When I said he was passive-aggressive, he wasn't being passive-aggressive for looking at her text. That's just plain sneaky and stupid. He was being passive-aggressive because he spent a long time talking with me and didn't tell me that he'd lost his job, couldn't find another job, went into the family business, was working two jobs, including four nights a week. That's passive-aggressive. That's the withholding, not the sneaking, not looking at texts. Okay, so now, tell me what your question was.
Well, how would you deal with someone that is passive aggressive in that, in a way, it's like a setup, and so that.
Right. Let's not talk generalities. Tell me, are we talking about somebody in your life?
A little bit, yeah.
Like a husband?
Yes.
Okay. So what does he do that you view as passive-aggressive?
Well, in a way, it seems like, he'll kind of set you up, and right now I can't come up with a particular situation, but then...
presumably this is something that you live with that drives you sort of nuts. So let's see if we can't think of one, because that'll help. I mean, we're about to bump into a break anyway, so the good news is it'll give you a little bit of time. But I just gave you an example of passive-aggressive behavior in that he said, here's the problem, and didn't tell me the real issue in the problem. He's withholding. And the thing about people who withhold is it means that, number one, you have to go after them, that you have to take the initiative. Second of all, no matter what you say, it's going to be wrong because you don't have all the information. And they're going to dole it out to you as they want. So it's an angry way of dealing with somebody. If I trust you, and I'm not feeling threatened by you or angry with you, I'm going to tell you what's going on. If I'm either feeling like I don't have any clout with you, the classic example is what? The Jewish mom? That's all right. You take the light bulb. I'll sit in the dark. That's an angry statement. It's saying you're selfish. That you think of only of yourself. And I'm too wonderful a person to mention it. That's passive aggressive behavior. So you hear the incredibly thought thought-provoking music, which means think of an example of something that particularly drives, it's very likely something that drives you nuts about what he does, and let's look at it together, all right? So I can, because then a specific example, I can tell you exactly what to do about it. Otherwise, we're going to talk generalities, which won't be nearly as helpful for you. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We may get to movies today. We may not. As you know, phone calls always have priority. But if We're probably going to get a little bit of time, and I'll tell you what movies are coming up this weekend. In the meantime, Donna's talking about a passive-aggressive husband, which, listen, I was married to one, so I'm very sympathetic. But can you give me an example? You had a little bit of time to think about something that he's done. It doesn't even have to be recent that drives you a little nuts, because that's very likely where the passive-aggressiveness is coming out. So could you come up with something for me?
One thing would be, it was a gathering, and a relatively large gathering.
Okay.
And it was going to be very expensive, but I didn't know in the beginning how expensive. And we got midway through all the arrangements, and we still didn't know the cost, and we got midway through, you couldn't go back, so you had to go forward. And the thing is, normally he's very thrifty, and to go into the situation with not knowing what you were going to pay at the end of it, and it's like always getting in the middle of a situation midway, and not enough facts to.
Yeah, that doesn't sound to me like passive-aggressive behavior. It sounds to me irritating, but it's not, I don't think it's necessarily, it's impulsive behavior. And we think of somebody being impulsive as spending too much, but it's just not thinking things through. I'm not sure, unless he was spending your money, because passive-aggressiveness, to a very large extent, is behavior that's very much thought through. It's very manipulative behavior. This sounds to me more careless and thoughtless than passive aggressive. What was the event that we were talking about?
I disagree with that with regard to it was just a family gathering. And
what was it? His family or your family?
Well, actually, it was both.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was this relatively recent or not?
Fairly recently.
Okay, and what was it like? Donna, you're being passive aggressive with me right now, believe it or not. You're withholding information, and I'm trying desperately to figure out what's going on here. So tell me, what was the event? Was it a barbecue? Was it a birthday party? Give me some more details so I have a sense of what's going on, and I can help you deal with how to deal with it next time.
It was just with regard to some distant relatives. Well, not distant, but they lived out of town, and they were coming in.
Okay.
It was just getting together with people that we haven't seen for a while.
Okay. So it was a party for somebody who was from out of town visiting?
Yes.
Was it going to be at a home, at a restaurant, or at a hall?
It was really a restaurant.
Okay. So is it his the visiting relative, his side of the family, or your side of the family?
His side of the family.
Okay. Which was it would kind of be predictable from this, wasn't it? So he's wanting to be a big shot. He's wanting to look important, which is perfectly okay. So, he sort of got the restaurant. Was the intention that you guys were going to pay for everybody's food and drink, or that you were going to ask people to contribute? What was the deal going in terms of how to finance it?
We were paying it for it all.
Okay, without him knowing either how many people are going to come or how much it was going to cost.
He knew the number of people. The cost was a real question mark.
And okay. so he didn't ask he didn't get bids or go to different restaurants, or he just decided this is the place it's going to be?
Right.
And how much did either of you have any idea going in how much it was going to cost?
None.
And so were you involved in the early stage of planning on this?
No.
So it was a surprise? He said, oh, I'm going to do this?
Well, actually, you know, I think it was the idea, but then what I think, part of it, I was a little bit left out of it. But then as we moved into it, I wanted to be as thoughtful and caring with regard to, you know, getting people together for a nice event. And, you know, you just wanted to have people have a good time.
Okay, but that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, which is the cost of it.
Right.
Donna, look. So he decided to have a party. He knew how many people were going to be involved. Do you work outside the home?
I don't.
Okay, so he decided he was going to have the party, he was going to pay for it, and where, and it just got to be more, did he, since you weren't involved in the initial planning, I mean, if you were involved in the initial planning, the obvious question is, well, how come you didn't ask how much it was going to cost, but it was his deal. Did he complain to you about how much it was going to cost?
Well, I think he had an idea that it was going to be fairly expensive.
What does fairly expensive mean? Did he have a dollar figure ever? I mean, how many people were invited? Like 50?
Well, no, I would say about 25, 30.
Okay, let's say 30. Let's use your upper estimate. All right, 30 people. And how much did he think it was going to cost per person?
He had no idea.
So how much did it end up costing per person? Do you know?
Actually, we really don't know because it was a private facility.
Right.
And we weren't members of it, but he went through a member, you know, an individual that was a member, and so we were kind of working up on their ticket. But
But at some point you're going to have to reimburse them, so...
Well, the thing is, you don't pay right away. In other words, you wait for the bill to come in.
I got it.
But the private individual received the bill, a good month and a half later, and, you know, of course it was a lot more than what was anticipated.
Well, but Donna, I mean, again, none of this is passive-aggressive behavior. It's just that he just didn't ask the right questions, and you either weren't involved at the beginning, so there were no questions to ask, or you were and you didn't, but nobody asked the right questions. But none of that's passive-aggressive, unless the only thing that I could see that would even be vaguely passive-aggressive is when he gets the bill, he doesn't tell you how much it is. But I mean, given the fact that it was his party, he planned it, he pays for it. And I don't know how the two of you handle finances between the two of you, and that may really be the gist of this conversation. You weren't involved in it. It's not going to affect, you know, that he's the one who brings the money in, and therefore he feels some comfort in sending the money out. I'm not sure what your complaint is, other than it was expensive. But it would only be passive aggressive if he didn't tell you what the bill was, and I'm not even sure that's passive aggressive per se. So I tell you what, see if you can ask me a question on this, because it's not passive aggressive behavior. It sounds like to me that the two of you don't communicate terribly well about money, and he got into a situation that he was in over a little bit of his head because he wanted to be a big shot for his family. But none of that's passive aggressive. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. Come back and see if you can ask me a question, because I don't want to leave you. You know, as I said from the very beginning when we were talking about passive-aggressive behavior, the behavior you were referring to in the call wasn't passive-aggressive. We were talking about different things from the very beginning. But let's see what we can do to figure out what your question to me is and how I can answer it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Donna, whose husband got involved in a fairly expensive party. Donna, does this come down to how the two of you deal with finances?
I think what I'm going to ask is, maybe I don't fully understand, you know, passive aggressive. Behind it, isn't it really deception?
No. Passive-aggressive behavior is withholding. It's not deception.
Well, isn't withholding, to some degree, a manner of deception?
I think part of it is intent. I mean, the issue is not to deceive. The issue is to control.
Okay.
But rather than worrying about the terms, I mean, let's see if we can't solve the problem in your marriage. How long have you guys been married?
a long time.
Well, that's a passive-aggressive response. How long have you guys been married?
40 years.
Okay. Do you want to be in this marriage?
There's a lot of questions.
Well, maybe that's the place to start, Cookie. I mean, look, I hear that that somebody's spending a lot of money, and it sounds... I mean, as I said, my gut reaction is that this really has to do with how the two of you communicate about money, but it also may be how you communicate, which it sounds like not a whole lot. But, I mean, do you want me to help you look at whether or not you want to stay in this marriage? Do you want me to help you look at whether money is really the problem here? What is it you'd like me to help you focus on?
Actually, I think what's a challenge is that I kind of like to work as direct as possible, and I think my husband kind of is more comfortable working indirectly. And so because of that, it's very difficult to get on a wavelength that's on the same page. And
okay, tell me an issue that's coming up between the two of you where you'd like him to be more direct.
I can't think of one right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, treat that as a homework assignment, because what I'm getting is that, I mean, I'm having a horrible time getting information out of you, and I assume that that's, you know, that that's not your intent. It sounds like the two of you aren't very happy with each other, that you don't view yourselves as a team very much. You're not working toward the same goals. And certainly two people having different styles of communication in a relationship is not unusual. Although after 40 years, one would hope that they have accommodated one another a bit so that there's some kind of communication that both of them understand, even though it may not be either of their first choices. And as I said, my suspicion is this gets very quickly to money and how you deploy resources. And I mean, if it's about money, is he still working or not?
Yes, he is.
Okay. When it comes down to money, unless the two of you have negotiated a different deal, what he's very likely to say, and it's not that he's passive aggressive per se, he's saying, in kind of the old-fashioned marriage kind of way of, I make the money so I can spend the money, you get an allowance, don't ask questions. That's not passive-aggressive. I mean, that's aggressive, or that's antagonistic, but it's not passive-aggressive. And when you're saying, well, you know, how much money did you spend on this party, and especially if he's feeling a little overwhelmed about it, that it got away from him, he's very likely not going to tell you, not because he's being passive-aggressive, but because he's, number one, embarrassed, number two, he figures it's not your business, that money is not, you know, you spent 40 years where he makes it and he spends it and you worry about it, which I don't think is a very good model, but it sounds like the model the two of you have evolved. So rather than worrying about a label, what I would do if I were you is see if you can think in the next, you know, whatever amount of time you want to take and figure out what you'd like me to help you look at. And you're saying that you have a straightforward style of communication, which hasn't been evidenced with me, but that doesn't mean it's not with him, and what his style is. Because if you give me specifics, for example, if you say, I'd like to go out for dinner tonight, and he says nothing, that's actually passive-aggressive behavior. If you say... And you don't say anything, that becomes then poor communication on both of your parts. If you say, I'd like to go out for dinner tonight, and he says, well, what kind of food would you like to eat? And you say, well, I don't know, you pick. And he says, no, you pick. I mean, that, you know, I mean, I can tell you how to deal with any specific situation, but once we start talking about abstractions, it's not very helpful because it's not very specific. And in most human behavior, it's in the details, you know, that me talking about you saying to him, I like to, you know, let's go out for dinner, and him saying nothing, that, as I said, that's passive aggressive behavior. You can then, the way to combat that is either to say, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick the restaurant, and you be ready at 6 o'clock. And if you're not ready at 6 o'clock, that's okay. I'll go out and bring you home leftovers. That's how you combat passive aggressive behavior, and that you make unilateral decisions, and that he can either go along or not go along. But he's not controlling the interaction anymore. If you say, let's go out for dinner, and he doesn't say anything, and then you don't say anything, he's then controlled the situation because you're not going out for dinner at that moment, and he didn't actually have to take any behavior, he didn't have to do any action to stop, to manipulate you. All he had to do was do nothing. And that's, you know, and that stopped the situation. Instead of saying, hopefully in a healthy marriage, you'd say, let's go out for dinner, and he'd say, gee, honey, I really don't feel like it. And he might then say, I work hard all day, and I don't ask much of you except to make me a home-cooked meal. And then you can then say, well, you know, I do clean up the house, and I get tired of cooking, and besides, you never tell me that you like my food. So then you've got a dialogue going on, and we know what's going on. That's the end. That's discussion. That's communication. The problem about passive aggressive behavior is it communicates, I'm not playing. You're going to have to do all the work yourself, and that's why it's so manipulative. But so think about what the situation is that makes you unhappy, and then call me back and we can talk about it. Don't worry about the label, because I think you've misunderstood to a certain extent what passive aggressive behavior is, but it doesn't make any difference. What we can call it, ekidujer, whatever it is, I'll help you with it if you can give me the specifics on it. Without the specific, it's very hard to tell you what to do next. So think about it. Call me back when you're ready. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. You hear passive... I can feel my shoulders going... passive aggressive behavior is you do the work, and no matter what you do, it's wrong. Right? And that's why it's manipulative and difficult. And the way to deal with it is to, number one, stop doing all the behavior. Number two, act independently of the other person. And number three, not to get angry about it, because passive aggressive behavior then can say, well, you know, what's your problem? I didn't say anything. This is the fake. And the ultimate passive aggressive behavior is probably an adolescent. When your mother says, I don't need that look on your face, you say, what look? Well, you know what look it was. Right, you don't take responsibility for it. You don't say, okay, this is, you know, I'm mad at you. And the reason people don't, the adolescent is probably a good example, is feeling that they don't have the power to influence the situation. So if you can't influence the situation, what you may want to do is sabotage it. And one of the best ways of sabotaging is just withholding the relevant information. So no matter what somebody does, it's wrong. In the example I gave, gee, let's go out for dinner tonight. No response. Okay, let's do Chinese. You know I hate Chinese. That's passive-aggressive behavior. So no matter what you do, it's wrong, because they're not giving you anything to respond to. It's an angry, manipulative kind of gesture. As opposed to saying, look, I'm really angry with you. I work hard all day. I expect a meal when I come home. Whatever. All righty, got it? Again, don't worry too much about the labels themselves, because that ideas are for using, not believing. And if a label helps you get someplace that's useful, fine. But you could hear from the beginning on the phone call that this wasn't passive-aggressive behavior. She misinterpreted what I was referring to when I said passive-aggressive behavior. It was the withholding of the fact that he'd lost his job and was working two jobs and working nights. Relevant behavior. So no matter what I came up with, it was going to be wrong, because it didn't take into consideration the essential facts. And without the essential facts, by definition, you're going to be wrong. And the question may legitimately be, well, why would somebody withhold when they're trying to get you to help them? And the answer is habits of a lifetime. You know, it's hard to switch off from being passive aggressive to being open. But hopefully people can do it. I mean, that's what I'm in the business of doing, is helping people to change. James sent me a cool idea that ageism has now come full circle, because there's a woman who is now, apparently she was 113 when she applied to be on Facebook, and they said she was too old, so she had to lie about her age. She's now 114. Funny, she doesn't look a day over. She actually doesn't. She doesn't look a day over, like about 90. Good for her. Too old to join Facebook. I can hardly wait. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Moods when we come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we'll see how you feel about that fanfare after I've reviewed the movies. All right, The Best of Me, a new Nicholas Sparks movie. Oh, Well, Safe Haven did very well. I must say, I am a Nicholas Sparks bigot. I think all of his books are exactly the same, Bridges of Madison County and Safe Haven, and I don't even remember the last one. Best of Me, The Notebook, because, first of all, they all have to do with adultery. I thought The Notebook was actually the best of the group. And the notion, that sort of chauvinistic notion that, as a man, I have sex with a married woman and she never forgets me. I'm sorry, was that rude? All right, well, this one's 2 hours, which is much too long. It stars James Marsden, Michelle Monaghan, Luke Bracey, and Leanna Lobato, a pair of former high school sweethearts reunite after many years when they return to visit their small hometown. First of all, every second of this is completely predictable. You're going to know everything that's going to happen. But I'll tell you, as much as I don't like Nicholas Sparks, as much as I hate adultery, as much as these are predictable movies, there's something about James Marsden that, you know, it sticks with you. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how much to tell you about the plot. All right, it starts with James Marsden, who's this hunky guy on an oil rig who is dumped into the water, and we expect that he's going to die, and he doesn't, and he's trying to figure out why he survived when he shouldn't have, and everybody's saying it's a miracle, so he's sort of looking for some purpose in his life. And we do flashbacks to Luke Bracey and Leanna Lobato. Luke is from poor white trash, he calls himself that. Leanna is from the wealthy family in town whose dad, John Tenney, of course, tries to bribe him to stay away from his daughter. I mean, there's every cliche, every predictable sort of twist and turn. And Michelle, we do flashbacks between James and Michelle and Luke and Leanna. And first of all, the two young kids don't look at all in terms of their noses, their face, their height, their hair, anything like the adults. But there is something, I mean, there is some fairly serious chemistry between James and Michelle. It's still a stupid movie. You know, what can I tell you? It's a stupid movie. Now, Birdman, which is also subtitled The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, is the antithesis of a stupid movie. It's part of it I really liked. It's Alejandro González Iñárritu. And it stars Michael Keaton as the guy who was Birdman, which is a iconic character, and Zach Galifianakis, who is his best friend. Edward Norton plays, I should tell you a little bit more about the plot. Michael Keaton decides that he's going to redeem himself as an actor by adapting, starring in, and directing a Raymond Carver's short story on Broadway. And Zach is his lawyer friend who's going to help him produce it. Edward Norton is a replacement from an actor that gets clobbered early on, who's not very good. I mean, there parts of this movie are just plain terrific. And some of the best performances you've ever seen from Michael Keaton, and especially from Edward Norton, the two of them together just blaze across the screen. The problem is that sort of somebody apparently described this as a serious movie made by silly people. I would say it's exactly the opposite. I would say it's a silly movie made by serious people. Some of the cinematography is terrific. Emma Stone also is in it, playing his daughter, who's an ex-drug user. It's a very entertaining movie. I could have done without the magical realism, which is, I think, how they refer to it, with him flying and levitating and moving stuff. And I could deal with for part of it. Basically, you'll get a kick out of it, I think. It's a very interesting movie. Does it work completely? Not as far as I was concerned, but is it really interesting? It really is. Dear White People is one of those movies that, you know, I don't think that bigotry looks any better on African Americans than it does on Caucasians. The lives of four black students at an Ivy League college converge after controversy breaks out due to the ill-conceived theme of the Campus Humor magazine's annual Halloween party. I mean, bigotry is bigotry. There are actually some vaguely clever things in this, but bigotry is bigotry. The idea being that, you know, dear white people, I'm going to tell you what racist bigot you are. I don't find all that amusing. Listen Up, Philip has got a great cast and an interesting premise. Jason Schwartzman, Elizabeth Moss, Jonathan Pryce in particular, Kristen Ritter. Philip is a New York novelist who's just angry all the time. So the early movements in this movie are terrific. He feels pushed out of his adopted home city by the constant crowd that's New York, a deteriorating relationship with his photographer girlfriend, his indifference to promoting his novel. When Philip's idol, Ike Zimmerman, offers his isolated summer home as a refuge, he finally gets the peace and quiet to focus on his favorite subject himself. Jonathan Pryce is terrific in this. The problem is a self-centered, egotistical, privileged writer. How much time do you want to spend with him? And that's part of the problem. It's 108 minutes, and by the end of it, you just want to slap Jason Schwartzman, who's a talented actor. But Jonathan Pryce is wonderful. It's just, it's hard to spend that much time with someone that's just unpleasant. Camp X-Ray, Kristen Stewart. A soldier assigned to Guantanamo Bay befriends a man who has been imprisoned there for years. This is an alarming movie. I'm not sure why Kristen Stewart is in this. She's probably one of the prettier GIs that's ever sort of growled at people. But it's a thought-provoking, unhappy movie. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. All right, so what do I think? Fury is also coming out, which I didn't see. Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, Michael Pena. I don't know. This may be a best of me weekend. Birdman. I would certainly send you to Birdman before I'd send you to anything else this week. It's not a perfect movie. It's got some issues with it, but it is thought provoking and it is wildly entertaining. And some of the best performances you've ever seen from both Edward Norton and Michael Keaton. So, and besides, it's Beetlejuice time of year, right? So you can get more details at drjoy.com. So if you're going to see a movie this weekend, a lot of these movies are now opening on Thursdays for reasons that are not terribly clear. So you may be able to get a leg up on these movies. This is not a hugely movie time of year, and a lot of the movies that are out are direct to DVD that are scary movies. As I mentioned on Tuesday, this is the Halloween type of movies. But listen, hopefully nothing scarier than everything that you can handle in your own life. And if you can't, call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.